came about that in college, I was unjustly accused of being a politician because I was privy to the secrets of wild, unknown men. Most of the confidences were unsought. Frequently, I have sneaked sleep, preoccupation, or a hostile levity when I realized by some unmistakable sign that an intimate revelation was quivering on the horizon. For the intimate revelations of young men, or at least the terms in which they express them, are usually plagiaristic and marred by obvious suppression. Reserving judgments is a matter of infinite hope, if I forgot that. As my father snobbishly suggested, and I snobbishly repeat,